It's episode 168, and we've got plugins for disabling users, Heartbleed, child theme creation, category Twitter publishing, and more. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
And we've got the usual lineup of great fun stuff for you today. And don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsaz.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, drop in at iTunes or Stitcher and give us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Those reviews help us out in the rankings. And we are currently one of the top five WordPress podcasts on the planet. But boy, wouldn't it be nice to be in that top three. So if you're using iTunes, we would appreciate it if you could take a few minutes and just give us a quick review. Also, remember, you can follow the show and everything around it on Twitter, which is at WP Plugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. And if you're looking for some WordPress support or functionality, or maybe you've broken your website, well, you can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And a reminder, you can use HostGator coupon plugin to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. That's HostGator.com, coupon code plugin.
All right, and what do we got this week? Looks like we might have ourselves some news, eh?
Actually, yes. CoSchedule, which is a tool that I use every now and again. It's an editorial workflow and kind of an activity scheduling plugin for social. It's secured $500,000 in funding in a Series A round, which is pretty cool. It's been reviewed as kind of a viable alternative to Editflow, which is a kind of an internal editorial calendar type of a thing, but this does it on a social basis. CoSchedule has determined that they'll use the money to hire more employees, increase their marketing budget, and increase the speed of development so that new features reach users faster. So what do you think, John? $500,000 for one plugin.
Very nice. Thanks for a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an encouraging thing because more and more plugins like AppPressor and Aesop Fable, or Aesop Stories rather, and a couple of other ones have seen, you know, six-digit venture capital funding and funding projects. So that's something that is pretty amazing as far as the plugin market of WordPress, and one that we look forward to as far as expansion of functionality and value of plugins as time moves forward.
Well, this sort of indicates, though, that there's going to be a future for plugin developers, too, as far as getting venture funding for plugins that are become highly viable for the WordPress community.
Yeah, it looks like it has a market valuation. So that's something that we look forward to. And if there are any plugin companies out there that are looking to develop and maybe hire John or I to review it before you take it to the investors, we'd love to get a piece of that.
Sure. Not a problem.
And I think that brings us to the heart of the show, John.
All right. Yeah, meat and potatoes time. We may as well jump right into it. A little short one on other stuff today. So off we go. All right. Well, the plugins I got for you today, mostly pretty simple ones. First one I've got up for you here is one for dealing with all of those updates you have on your website. You know, the usual ones, the WordPress points, the WordPress updates, the plugin updates, all of those updates that are always needed and necessary, but you might not want somebody else doing them on your website, or your clients might want to be dealing with it themselves, and you want to keep that temptation away from them from pushing that little yellow button up there. So this plugin is very simple, straightforward. You install it, activate it, and it gives you several checkboxes that you can go in and you can turn off the updates for the plugins. You can turn off the plugins update page itself. You can go in and customize whether or not to update plugins on a per plugin basis. That way, if there's a plugin that you've done some high customization to and you know one day it's going to be updated, but you definitely don't want somebody accidentally updating it, you can turn off the update for that one single plugin. You can also go in there and turn off the core version updates and prevent WordPress from doing that auto update or the auto update for the point version for, like, we just had the one from 3.181 to 3.82. And there is the possibility, if you've turned it on your site, you can actually have WordPress go from the full version, like when we go to 3.9. Many people out there will go 3.8 straight to 3.9 automatically. But this plugin will help prevent you from having that. So it can be very useful to help keep you from that temptation or that accidental half-sleep mode of going, oh, this needs updated. Click, what did I just do? So anyway, it's a great little plugin. I gave it a nice 3-dragon rating. It's called Disable Updates Manager.
Yeah, there are definitely times that you do not want other users that are in your system to have access to that.
Yeah.
So that's a great plugin for that. Well, going from disabling updates, I've got a disabling plugin as well. This one's called Disable User. And sometimes, you know, John, you want to disable a user without having to delete an account, okay? So this plugin actually allows you to disable the user from logging in. Now, you can always re-enable them, which is kind of the point of this particular plugin, so that you're not deleting somebody and then adding them back in a little bit later in case they did something stupid. So you can re-enable them, and when a disabled user logs in, there's an error message on the WordPress login page and a pop-up that basically says the account has been disabled. So I thought this was a really nice way to keep the user on board, so to speak, as far as their credentials and things within the system, but it allows you kind of that penalty box, so to speak, to put them in. So really nice plugin. It's called Disable User, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Well, that could be very useful. Hey, does it have a way of customizing the message that people see so that it would say, hey, your account has been disabled, please contact the administrator?
No, it doesn't, but I'm sure that somewhere within the plugin you actually could.
Yeah, that could be useful, you know, if you're trying to get somebody's attention who's not paying attention.
Yeah, or, you know, here's the link to PayPal to pay your bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little things like that. That would be very useful. There's some nice possibilities for that plugin. A little bit of expansions to it.
Yeah, maybe we could just put something in there that hooks into FreshBooks or something like that that says, oh, they haven't paid in 5 days. They're 5 days late. Automatically disable all the users. Wishful thinking.
All right, well, the next one I've got, and of course, everyone out there by now has heard about Heartbleed. And that is the wonderful OpenSSL bug that has started to plague the internet, although it's been around for a couple of years. They just made it public a couple of weeks ago, and everyone is racing to find out, is my site compliant? Is my host compliant? Well, there's lots of websites that popped up for you to test them. But if you want a nice, simple way to do it, install this plugin called Heartbleed Check. What it does for you is once you install it and activate it, you go to the front of your website, and in the top left, right, depending on how you set it up, it puts the wonderful Heartbleed logo, which is a really fancy logo, and it has a check mark or a fail in the middle of it that tells you whether or not the server you're on has become compliant with Heartbleed. So it's a very simple, easy way to check it out and just drop it in, turn it on, and go. And if you do have problems, well, unless you run your own server, you're going to have to start complaining to your hosting provider and say, hey, look, you need to get the server up to compliance for Heartbleed. And that'll probably take a few months as everyone works through this, because it's quite a little bit of a chore, as I've discovered myself recently, fixing up my 3 servers that were impacted. So at any rate, it's a great plugin, Heartbleed Check, and I gave it a rating of 3 dragons.
What do people, especially listeners, what do they have to look for this particular issue?
Heartbleed?
Yeah.
Well, in theory, they can't even see it. because what Heartbleed does is Heartbleed is affects OpenSSL. If you don't use SSL for your site, it's of little impact, because what it does is it allows the bug allows hackers to monitor a server and bleed off 64K of information from the memory, such as your login password information, but I suppose it could still get your login password information that way. It also allows it to bleed off and take your SSL keys. And if they got the if they get your SSL keys, they don't need anything else. They can just use that to pretend to be you and intercept information and decode it. So it's a very fairly serious bug. It's more of a significant impact for sites like your banking and other things, and many mm-hmm. banks out there were impacted by this.
Hmm.
So
interesting. Well, I'm going to have to take a look at that. Okay, well, let's get into the next plugin, and it is called Free Live Chat, and it is by TDO Elements. And it's actually one of the coolest kind of little low footprint live chats that I've seen. I've tried Live Help Messenger, which has a WordPress extension that's just terrible. Did I just say extension?
Yep.
Instead of plugin?
Yes.
Nice. Too much Joomla Beat. Too much Joomla Beat podcast. Not extension, but moreover, kind of a database is what the other live chat has, but this one is just a plugin. It allows you to see who's visiting your website. It allows you to talk to people in your website, adjust the color scheme to match your site, and you can even do things like edit the operator's information as far as their profile, upload a thumbnail as to who they'll be talking to, and you can set up automated messages in case you're not around there to check the live chat itself. So it's kind of an automated reply. Of the live chats that I've used, this is probably the easiest, and it's free, and it requires no third-party integration whatsoever. It works completely out of the box. 20 seconds after you activate it, you're ready to go. It's called Free Live Chat. It is by TDO Elements, and I rated it 5 out of 5.
Very nice. So with this live chat, is this they use a third-party service to run the chat system then?
Nope, it runs entirely within the WordPress system itself.
Oh,
so
does it?
It's just a direct connection. You have to be logged in order to see the chat, but it does do noises and things like that. So as long as you're logged in, just keep it in the background. Anybody comes to your site, looks for a free live, wants to chat with you, it makes a little ding.
Oh, okay. And do they offer extensions to it or bonuses to it, or is it totally?
No, it's just down and dirty, just kind of a live chat. It doesn't have any archivals of the conversation or anything like that.
Okay.
It's just a simple one-off live chat interface.
Hmm. All right. So just simple, straightforward. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the last one I've got here, and this one, relatively new plugin, and it could save you a fair chunk of time, especially if you're looking to create a child theme from some theme that you've created. And creating a child theme is usually pretty straightforward. You got to create your custom CSS file, and if you're going to do some custom functions, you create a custom function folder. But oftentimes, the instructions for creating it are, you know, minorly confusing unless you've got a little bit of technical aptitudes, because you got to put a certain set of lines into the custom CSS file. Well, this plugin, Child Theme Wizard, makes that job easy for you. You install it, activate it, go under the tools section, and you fill out all the empty boxes it provides, and you can choose to create a custom child theme from any theme you already have installed on your site. And what it does is it starts you off with the two important files that are required for a custom theme, which is the CSS file and the functions file. And it builds those, sets them up, and creates a little theme folder for you. And then you can go activate it and start working from there. So all in all, I found this to be a fantastic little plugin to save people lots of time. And I did have a rating of 4 on it, but more I thought about it, I think I should probably bump that rating right up to a 5 dragon.
Wow.
It's because of the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like something that that is that's remarkable. I'm looking at this going, wow, I really could have used this thing a year or two ago.
Yeah, and it saves time, and from there, if you're building a child theme, you just start copying over to the child theme whatever files and folders you're going to need to customize.
Huh.
Because that's what a child theme does. So
very interesting. Well, I am going to end on a high note here. Looks like we're going to have some dragons lining up towards the end of the show. This one is called Publish to Twitter, and that's nothing new, right? Nothing new at all. We've been publishing to Twitter from WordPress forever, except this one's a little different. It's made by the folks over at 10Up, and those guys don't mess around as far as plugins go. So this is way beyond what you would typically think of just a one-to-one Twitter basis to your WordPress. This actually can take different categories that you post to and assign them to a particular Twitter account.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So that's category Twitter publishing is actually what that is. So that means if you have, let's say, sports and news and politics and whatever else, you can have a sports Twitter account, a news Twitter account, and a politics Twitter account. And no matter what category you happen to publish to, it will then funnel through the special pipes and tubes and goes only to that individual Twitter account. Pretty cool plugin. So I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Well, that's very useful. You could just think if you've got multiple users on your site and you have them published to a specific category, you can have it go up to their Twitter feed properly.
That's right. You sure could. And just for my own purposes, I looked at this and found it very useful for a site that I'm working on that does different kinds of WordPress news. And John, you're going to be involved in that one too. But I wanted to make it so that it had a different Twitter account for plugins and themes and news and things like that. And this one worked flawlessly.
Very nice. That's actually going to be a very useful plugin.
Indeed. All right. So what's the wrap up here, John?
Well, I've got you Disabled Updates Manager, which I gave a 3. Heartbleed Check, I gave a 3. And the Child Theme Wizard, which I bumped up to a 5.
That's right. And I rated Disabled User, which was one that you could disable without deleting. I rated that one a 4 out of 5. I talked about Free Live Chats from TDO Elements. That is a 5 out of 5. And Publish to Twitter, which is the category to account Twitter publishing from 10Up, gave that one also a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Well, this is a little bit shorter of a show this week, but we'd had other plans for it, so that happens.
Yep, that's right. Boy, you know, what do you think? I think 3.9 is going to be dropping this week. Probably by the time people hear this show, they'll already have it in their hands.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to drop on the 16th, isn't it?
That's right. And I just want to also mention, I did talk about a plugin last week that did create buttons and things. And I did want to say to you that that does only work on 3.9. So I had a couple people ask me about that, and I really didn't realize it until I figured out that it was on my 3.9 stage that I tried this out on and got it to work. So just make sure that the plugin that you use that makes those easy buttons without short codes is used on a 3.9 server or above.
Oh.
But I'm really looking forward to 3.9, John. I'm looking forward to having a playlist. I'm looking forward to an upgraded media player, an upgraded editor. So it's going to be, I think it's TinyMCE 4.0 or something like that. So there's a lot of new functionality coming, and we're on the way to WordPress 4. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it makes you kind of wonder what they're going to do for WordPress 4.
I don't know, but I tell you what, I'm really going to be goofing around with the 4.0 beta when it comes out. I really want to kind of be in the, you know, core contributors kind of group for 4.0 just to kind of, you know, put my name on the wall, so to speak. So any of you that want to contribute, you can head on over to WordPress.org and find out more information there.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's welcome to contribute. And if they take any of your contributions, you do get your name on the wall.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, well, I guess that wraps it all up. Just a little bit of quick commercials for you. Don't forget, if you are looking for some WordPress hosting, some nice, fast, speedy hosting, I've still got a couple of places left on my servers. So hopefully you jump right on this, because it's going to be disappearing real quick. And check it out. Go to wppro.ca/host.
All right, and you're going to need a domain for that hosting too, so why not go to GoDaddy.com, the king of domains, enter plugin 295 as the promo code, and any .com domain you buy is just $2.95 for the first domain, it's just $9.99 after. Enter promo code plugin 295 at checkout.
And don't forget, if you can't get enough WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca.
And be sure to rate us at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, and Stitcher Radio. Stitcher's become one of my favorite new tools. Yeah. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or drop me a line at john@wppro.ca.
You can reach me at my webpage, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch, and if you'd like to email me, it's marcuscouch@gmail.com.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh